And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom, and I thank you for joining me today. Hey, I'm looking out my window at some palm trees today, blue sky. When I stepped out this morning, what greeted me? This large Moro rock. This is a pretty cool thing. It's a volcanic plug formed who knows how many millions of years ago, 20, 25 million years ago. What's interesting, though, is this thing exploded as a volcano last time way down near Palm Springs, California. I'm on the coast of California now. Palm Springs is about 300 miles away from where I sit at the moment. And thanks to tectonic shift, this thing has slowly been moving up the coast. You know, a little bit every year. Very slow movement. What I want to talk to you about today is not moving that slowly. In fact, I've got a guest with me. She didn't move at tectonic paces. She joined Lifestyle. She'll tell us when. And has done a bit in multifamily and in single family. And I would say she embodies the phrase, live where you want, invest where it makes sense. You can be on this beautiful coast, Moro Bay, California, or wherever, and invest where it makes sense. So without further ado, I want to invite Kristen to the show. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Andy. It's great to be here. I'm very excited to share my story with everyone.
Absolutely. First question out the gate. Now, I saw you not too long ago. You told me you were going to a dance competition. How did that go?
Oh, it went well. I was a little rusty after being gone for about a month, and I had one lesson and then just jumped right into a competition the couple days after that. So needless to say, my feet weren't happy, but we had a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun.
But you didn't let that hold you up. You used a key word there, jumped right in, which I think we're going to give some advice at the end of the show. And maybe that is the advice. I don't know. We'll get there a little bit later. But to kick off the show, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so the listener knows who we're talking with today?
Yeah. So I am a single woman who has been working at her real estate investing career for the last 5 years. I joined in 2020. I have two adult children in their late 20s, early 30s, who are living their life, and I hope to get them involved at some point in the future with the real estate investing. I work full-time still. This last few years has brought me over the edge to where I have now doubled my income through my real estate investing. It's outpacing my W-2 income, which is great.
You're making as much or more in passive income from your real estate than you do at your, let's say, day job. Is that right?
That's true now, yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I've got, well, I have to say, I mean, I'm rehabbing my fourth property, which makes seven doors. It's a triplex. So I'm wrapping up that rehab. Once I get those three leased up, then that will be true, yes.
All right. Hey, very good. And I'm curious, you said you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2020. Where are you? Let me ask that question first so the listener knows geographically where you sit. You're not at Moro Bay where I am. Where are you based?
I have been to Moro Bay. It's a beautiful place to visit. But no, I'm a few hundred miles south of there in San Diego.
San Diego, California. And how did you, in San Diego, California, how did you even hear about Lifestyles Unlimited?
I was running around on a Saturday running some errands, and I heard Dell on the radio. And he was having a conversation about not making money in this economy. You're doing it wrong. And he just said it so gruffly as he does. I thought, oh, well, I better listen to what this man has to say. I think I had heard him on the radio for, you know, many times before, but more as just background, like listening to the content, not really perking up to what he was saying. And for some reason, he just spoke to me that day. And so I looked into the free workshop and the 2-day seminar, and it's all history from there.
Very good. And for the listener, I'm Andy Webb. If you're catching the program, you might have heard, if I know in San Diego, Dell comes on, I think before my show. And Dell Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. And interestingly, we have a long track record as an organization. Do you realize, Kristen, we are in our 35th year. We have our 35th anniversary, in fact, coming up this next month. And I'll have some information for the listener about that here in just a minute. But Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited down in Houston, Texas. It grew across Texas and now across the nation. And I know we have a lot of members down in San Diego. I'm curious, you heard the message finally, you went to the free workshop and then did the two-day. Was there something at the two-day in particular that really caught your ear, caught your attention, made you say, I got to do this thing?
Well, I think it was just approachable and doable for the average person who has some money saved. And I thought, well, that kind of fits me. I've been working hard. I've got some money saved up. I've got some equity in my personal residence. Let's put some of that money to work. And lo and behold, 5 years later, you know, it's been a good thing.
Yeah, and we say it all the time. Yeah. Retire in 5 years or less, you're right at that mark. You could retire. Now, you don't have to. You know, I know one of your peers in San Diego, he keeps working, man. I'm like, why? Come on, man, just retire. Let's go. You need to travel, do these things. And, you know, but he's hanging on. He likes that double income. And you can do that too. You don't have to quit, you know. But I'm curious, you know, so you were convinced to become a member to do this real estate thing. Just kind of speculate for me. What do you think the listener right now that's listening to us, what are they chewing on? What is holding them back? Any ideas?
Well, I think for most people, it's fear. Most people are just afraid of the unknown. And I think for my personal situation, the fear of change was less than the fear of staying the same. I just I'm not a high income earner. And I was always looking for that other thing that I wanted to do. I just didn't know what it was specifically. And real estate was always in the background of my mind, but I didn't realize how attainable it was. It's achievable.
Can you tell us about the free workshop? What was that? How did that work?
Yeah, so it was the fall of 2019, and they didn't have them online, to my knowledge. When I looked into Lifestyles, it was drive up to Anaheim, which is about an hour north of where I live. So I drove up there and sat through the workshop and thought, you know what, this sounds pretty good. It sounds like something I want more information on. So I returned the next month to the two-day seminar, which was happening in the same location up in Anaheim, right next to Disneyland. I believe one of our two-day presenters at the time and his wife and kids, they really liked the Disney. So they volunteered to come out to California to enjoy that Disney life. But was a big eye-opener. And like I said before, it was just something that I felt was achievable, and I wanted to learn more, so I kept learning.
You know, 2 days is a lot of time to dive in, and day one is devoted to mindset to a degree, and then getting into single-family investing, and day two is focused on apartments. That's all we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, residential real estate investing, apartments and houses, right? Variations on houses. We'll hear a little bit about what you've got in your portfolio here in just a minute, but that two-day really sets the tone, and really that's all you need to become a real estate investor. Now, you can join Lifestyles. You can let us help you. We have mentors. We have a lot of education. So when you became a member, well, you said 2019 or joined in 2020. Boy, that's the year COVID came down the pike. Did that derail you at all, or what happened then?
No, it didn't derail me. I spent the first month or two going through all the education and connecting with all the what we call lead investors. I was really wanting to just do passive investing since I live out in California. Doing the single family seemed a little daunting, doing it remotely. So I learned everything I could. I plugged into all of the classes and did all the online education. And then I deployed my multifamily funds into three different deals towards the middle and end of 2020.
And, you know, you mentioned the free workshop. When I became a member, when I joined way back in 2012, it was also not online, right? I had to go down to the office in Dallas. That's where I normally sit, is the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Since COVID forced a change on everybody, right? And a lot of things that maybe were in person before, we've now rolled out virtually as well. So for the listener, if you want to learn more just about the organization, what Lifestyles Unlimited is about, just upper level investing in houses and apartments, you can go to our free workshop. It's done fully online now. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and there's a button on the top right there. If you want to dive deeper, that's where the two-day comes into play. You can go to those in person like Kristen did in Anaheim, but we also do those online. They are live during those live presentations. You can be in person or virtual. If you would text the keyword radio to 88007, again, we've got our 35th anniversary coming up in September. And we've got a big discount. You can become a Financial Freedom Program member for just $197. Unheard of. That is way below what I paid in 2012. So whatever inflation is going on in the world, we're going the other direction right here. But $197 to become a member. And here's the cool thing. If you've got a friend like Kristen that says, you know, I've been thinking about this real estate thing for too long, they can come along. They can join for just a dollar. So a really cool special that Del Walmsley is offering as part of the anniversary, and that 2 day really can get you going. Now, Kristen, you said you went to the 2 day again, day one houses, day two multifamily, launched into multifamily because, hey, I'm in San Diego. Ooh, investing remotely sounds kind of scary. But then you smelled the coffee, you woke up and you said, no, I think I can do this thing. You switched to single family. First of all, why? Why did you switch to single family?
Well, I think I just wanted to kick it up a notch, and I had some free time, let's say, on top of my full-time job. I felt like, okay, my kids are out of the house. I don't have any of these extra family responsibilities that were kind of keeping me busy from about 2021 until 2023, which was perfect timing because my multifamily was rocking and rolling and baking, and I didn't have to do anything but read the monthly financial reports. And so along came 2023, and I thought, you know what, I'm ready. I want to buy something. So I got a duplex in the summer of 2023, and that was big and scary. And I hired a property manager because I didn't want to do it myself. And I just, it was my dipping my toe into the single family. It was a safe investment. And then fast forward 2024, after I went through more of the single family education and really plugged into just how to do things remotely, working one-on-one with a mentor, I went ahead and did a major rehab on a single family in the Kansas City market. And that turned out to be a great return. It was a 200% return on equity and a 20% cash on cash return. So that was a home run.
Wow.
Very excited about that one.
That's superb. So you did the duplex in 23. That's two doors, single family in 24. Now you mentioned seven doors because you've got a quad coming up now, right? That's in the works at the moment, if I heard right.
Triplex. It's a triplex. So I did buy a second single family towards the end of 2024. I was finishing up rehab on the one, and then I got excited and grabbed another one and got that one done and got those two rented up. And then I started on this triplex, which was brought to me through another member who knows a wholesaler. And it's just fun how the more you involve yourself and network with other members that you end up getting calls from other people. It's not just the realty that we have in-house, but you end up learning, you know, and meeting more people that bring you deals.
Yeah. And that's absolutely, we saw that as investors as well. It becomes this virtuous circle. People see and hear what you're doing and they say, whoa, ooh, that guy over there has a distressed property. My uncle, whoever it is, they need to unload it. Well, I know somebody. I know Kristen. Hey, let me call Kristen. And Kristen takes a look and she says, yeah, this is a great, great opportunity. So, and that's normal. Yeah. You know, my first, I think, eight properties I bought exclusively through Lifestyles Realty. So for the listener, if you're nervous, you're not sure what's a wholesaler, don't worry about that. We have Lifestyles Realty that can help you. They're in Texas. They're in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Tennessee, the Carolinas, all over the place. So whatever market you're looking at, you can live where you want. Kristen lives in San Diego and invest where it makes sense. Does it make, let me ask the question, San Diego, does it make sense to invest there?
No. No.
Short and sweet.
No. The cash and cash returns are negative if even close to 1%. So it does not make sense for the average investor.
Yeah, and you're getting 20%. And you mentioned as well a 200% capital gain, return on your capital gain. I want to explain that for the listener. Let's say I invest in a property. It's distressed, and I'm able to pick it up, do the renovations for $20,000 out of pocket. If I get 100% return, that means I'm immediately capturing additional equity on top of my cash invested of $20,000. Now I've got $40,000. Well, Kristen went one step better. If she invested 20, she's got an additional $40,000 that she just created essentially out of thin air just through the process of adding value back to this distressed house. That is a 200% gain. That is amazing. We'll explain that a little bit more when we come back.
Life Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those over to me. You can send those to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And hey, a lot of people have the same question you have on your mind. Ask it. I'll bring it up on air. We'll help everybody out. And we're talking today with Kristen, and she's helping you out by, boy, if you are living in a place like San Diego where, Kristen, you said, man, you're going to be making negative cash flow. You know, it's going to be so high out of pocket. It doesn't make sense. You can live there. That's great. Boy, I'm loving the coast where I am right now in California, but invest where it makes sense. And Kristen, you said duplex you picked up in, I think it was around Kansas City. Next house was Kansas City. Is that pretty much where your portfolio is falling into place?
Yes, I felt like it was a prudent decision to put everything kind of in the same area. So the team that I have built and continue to build will help me succeed, basically. Yeah. I didn't want to spread myself out too thin in different places and try to find a handyman over here and a, you know, a plumber over there. I just wanted to have everything in the same location. So my first duplex I bought was about an hour north of the city in a small town called Cameron. It's a nice, quiet suburb, and it was my first safe investment. And then I got a little more bold and thought, I'm ready to do some of these big rehabs. So I picked up a couple of the single families within the city limits of Kansas City, Missouri. And those were heavy lifts. And I made it through the rehab process pretty well. And then the triplex, it's a little bit outside of the city. It's still within the city limits, but it's like a completely different demographic, and it's just different. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting operating in those different types of neighborhoods.
Single family, duplex, triplex, quad. We financially, or from a financing perspective, those are all treated as single family, but you do have some slightly different management things that you have to consider. Maybe we'll dive into that in the next segment. But I want to go back to use the word prudent. And I think it's very prudent to have a portfolio that reaches some level of critical mass. Maybe that's three houses, maybe that's five in a given area, because that gives you a little bit more leverage with that handyman, with that general contractor, right? You start to know that market a little better when it comes time to do a lease renewal or whatever else. You get a little bit more ingrained. So, yeah, I think that makes sense. Now, I'm maybe shooting from the hip a little bit. I'm looking all over the place. But once we take root somewhere, right, like these palms out here, we're going to try to spread and get to that point of critical mass. So, yeah, very, very, very smart move. And also, again, thinking prudently, right, you kind of dipped your toes into the water a little bit. Let's talk about returns just briefly, because I know from talking with you that the duplex you bought, that wasn't a rehab house. I want to get a little bit into the notion of rehab and adding value. How did you buy that? How did you finance that house? Why was it? What made it safe?
I think because it was in a small-ish town, not so small that there was no growth, but it was a quiet neighborhood north of the city, and it was a newer build, a 1998, versus some of the homes that we're buying in the city are built in the late 1800s to early 1900s. And so you have a lot less to deal with as far as repairs, and the tenants that I inherited had been there for 9 and 14 years. They were very solid. They had paid, you know, every month on time. And so it was kind of an easy first time, I'm just going to take on this house and people live there and they pay rent. And there's hardly anything to fix. So we just fixed a few things.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we fixed a few things that needed fixing, and they've been great residents.
So basically no rehab, very little rehab. So you didn't have to use what we call a hard money bridge loan, construction loan. You just went straight conventional. Is that right?
I did. I used the DSCR product.
Okay, and DSCR, that stands for debt service coverage ratio. It's kind of like a conventional loan for, I use it because I don't have a earned income. I don't have a W-2 anymore, so I can't get the conventional Fannie Mae traditional type loan. So DSCR, if you don't think you qualify for Fannie Mae, guess what? We have there are products out there. DSCR is one of those. But with DSCR, what kind of down payment do you have to put down when you're acquiring a house like that or a duplex? 20%,
25% down. Yeah, it was 20% down, I believe, and I think my cash return on that one is around 8%.
Okay, and that's what I want to get to. So when you go straight conventional, we've bought new builds in the past as well. That's what you do. You just plop down the cash; it's ready to go. But your return will be lower because you're coming out of pocket with a much greater amount of cash. So you are now yielding an 8% cash on cash return. Now, that's great. That's what we want to see. And anywhere between 8 and 30%, if you go to the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar, those are the numbers you're going to hear. So you're right at that benchmark. Compare that, however, to the next property you bought, the single family, which was a lift, which needed some rehab. You had less cash invested, and you had a 20% cash on cash return. These are two very different numbers. What sort of renovations did you have to do on the house, and how old was it?
That house, I believe, was a 1905.
Wow.
Okay. Built in 1905, and it needed everything. We had to rebuild the knee wall in the basement. It needed everything. So new roof, new drywall, new, obviously, paint, flooring. We even had to redo some windows because they were not operable. It was a full rehab.
But yet you got a 200% return on your capital gain, meaning you tripled your invested cash. You've got a 20% cash on cash return. Obviously, you didn't go straight conventional or DSCR. You did use, a hard money loan for this one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a hard money loan, for the listener, just briefly, it's a construction loan. It lets you buy this property. The financing is actually based on the projected market value when it's fixed up. So you cover your purchase price, some or maybe even all of your repair funds. And that's what pushes your cash out of pocket so low. What was your total cash invested in this one?
Total out of pocket for that property was $17,000. I think the purchase price was like $68,000, some crazy low number. And I think the rehab was around 60.
Now, you talked about rehab and all the things that went into that. You're in San Diego. Were you flying out like every weekend to check on the progress or maybe do some of the work yourself? What did that process look like?
No, actually, I finally went to Kansas City for the first time in like 20 or 30 years a couple months ago, just because I am in charge of the triplex rehab myself. So I had hired a general contractor for those two single families, and I just did pictures and videos and had the lender inspector came out. I had a third party inspector that came out for a couple times just to make sure that everybody was doing what they needed to do.
And that's how you do it remotely. And that's just the rehab part of the process. You've added a lot of cash flow, and you told us at the beginning of the show you've essentially replaced your income even more. And you took a big trip recently. Is that a function of the extra cash flow?
It is, yes. I have decided to kind of balance out my life a little bit rather than quitting my job. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to enjoy life and spend time with my friends and family as much as I can. I recently went to Europe for 2 weeks with a group of girls, and we had a great time in Greece and Spain and Lisbon. And the week before that trip, we did another girls' trip up to the Pacific Northwest, enjoyed the coastal areas of Oregon and Washington, went to Whidbey Island, and I'm doing my best to enjoy life. Between that and my ballroom dancing hobby, I'm having a great time.
Hey, and you should. And, I find, and maybe you find this as well, when you create this extra cash flow and it meets your needs and then you build beyond that, you don't really have to worry about these things. I was telling, we actually, for the listener, I ran into Kristen not in L.A., but in Anaheim. In that area, we were passing through there in the RV, spent a couple of days, actually did the Disney thing with the kid, and he loved that. But we had a chance to talk. We had a little meetup with you and the ambassadors in the area there. And, when when you get the cash flow come in and you're not thinking about how much more the diesel costs to pull the truck through California than it does in Texas, you're not thinking about the cost of everything else that is, you know, it doesn't matter because you've created more disposable income. And I think that's a big message I want the listener to take away today. And that starts with one house or one duplex like Kristen did, and you just build from there, and it's just progress, right? You continue to stack that cash and you can be financially free before you know it. And you are, Kristen, you are financially free. By definition, you've replaced your income. And that's great. And are you going to stop now?
No, continue. I turned my first three multifamily deals into four. And so those are rocking and rolling and cash flowing pretty well. Once I get through this triplex, I'll probably pause until next year. I'm going to save up some of the money that comes in from my single families and probably buy another one or two single families next year.
Very good. Yeah. And it's interesting you said that. So I had a question queued up to ask you about the apartments. They're not on the back burner. They're not totally dismissed. You're continuing to basically operate in both spaces. I think that's a great strategy. Multifamily passive, you know, you put your money in, you set it, you forget it, you get the returns. Good returns, by the way. We didn't get into that today. Houses, though, you can maintain control. And in fact, you took back control. You had a property manager, and you told us a little bit earlier you did take the reins back. Tell us a little bit about managing houses remotely from San Diego, rental properties in Kansas City. How do you, well, first question that a lot of people ask me is, what if I can't find a tenant? Well, you can. How do you find your residence, Kristen?
Well, utilized the Lifestyles Realty to help me lease up my two single families this last year. And that was a really helpful to have somebody boots on the ground there that knows how to get things leased up and can show up to the property and do the showings, things like that. So I'm working on a different route with my triplex with some of the team I have built in the area, and we're going to start getting the duplex and then the studio behind it leased up with a different leasing agent that I've met. So just trying different people, different expanding of my team and trying to see what works best. But always building the team, always adding to the team, because people are good until they're not, and you have to constantly be adding people to help serve your needs and the needs of your residents.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I have a great plumber. Sometimes I got a backup for the great plumber, and I have a backup for that plumber as well. Same is true for my handyman, electrician, all those guys. So I think that's a good, great comment that you made there. So finding residents, not an issue. You can be more hands-on in the process and still do it remotely. But I've used leasing agents for my farther properties as well. Great way to go. And then we manage from there. Now, speaking from about the ongoing management, I got a big old RV cruising out. I don't know if you can hear that. It's time to go, I guess, for those guys. Sorry to see you go. How are you handling things like maintenance, or is that an issue?
It hasn't been much of an issue. If I need to, I hop on one of the apps and I find different vendors. If I don't have one on my list readily available, there's a few different ones. I don't know if we want to name the companies, but they're out there and they're easy.
I will say this. If anyone has questions, they can email me at askandy@luinc.com. We'll go from there. But yeah, there are lots of ways to find the contractors. And you mentioned network earlier. Do you lean into your Lifestyles Unlimited peers and the network of investors that you've built pretty heavily?
We've got a Google group that's specific to the Kansas City area, and we all help each other. I've gotten to know several of them real close, and we just text each other and say, hey, who do you have for this, or who do you have for that, or what's worked for this, what's worked for that, what kind of camera systems do you like, you know, for when you're leasing up. And it's just nice to have that network of support. I don't feel like I'm alone. Where, you know, when you're out and you're remote, it can feel like you're alone unless you actually plug into what I call the system. And the system is just the people and the infrastructure that, Dell created with creating this wonderful organization.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's not just for the remote investor that you can find yourself moving about as a lone wolf, kind of in solitude, a little lonely, and don't know where to go, don't know where to ask questions. Even in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where I normally sit, there are lots of investors. It's a very active market, great market, by the way. But people get out there and they just try to do it by themselves. And it's just, I don't know, it's silly. You know, when you can tap into a network of people that have done this thing, maybe that are a few steps ahead of you, why wouldn't you do that? I don't know why you wouldn't do that. And that can be your peers that are fellow investors. That can be, you mentioned mentors, right? You mentioned using and leaning into the mentors. Tell us a little bit about that experience, perhaps, as you made your foray into the Kansas City market.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of single family national mentors that have been a great help to me, because you don't know what you don't know. You can go through all the education, but when you're actually starting to take action, and it gets scary. And so, you know, one of them says, you stop, you look left, you look right. There's no train coming. I'm going to make this decision. And I ran it by my mentor, and they said, yeah, I think that's a great idea. Or they said, no, why don't you consider this instead? And so there's so much information out there in the world on the internet, and you can gather information, but it would take you years. And so that's why I love this organization, because it boils it all down into a very succinct, here's what you need to do, here's the business model that works the best. And it just, it's not that it's easy, it takes work, but it is simple.
Yeah, there's a lot of upfront work, finding the property, getting the rehab done. But boy, once you just here, I'm just speaking from over a dozen years of experience. Once you have those properties stabilized, it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy. That's why I'm out cruising around the country for a couple of months in an RV. I don't really have to think about it. I don't have to do anything, just a little bit of management here and there. And you made a comment. You said there's a lot of information on the internet, and I just want to dovetail with that. When you talk to our mentors, I guarantee you're getting good information. They've got a lot of experience personally, and they're working with, I don't know, however many hundreds or thousands of members. They are hearing a lot. They are seeing a lot. When you're digging around on the internet, you have to be very careful. There's a lot of bad information out there. There are a lot of negative viewpoints, things that are going to dissuade you from ever even just getting started with this. I can't imagine wanting to get started in real estate and just reading all the negativity out there. There's some bad stuff online, so be very, very careful with that. So you're doing great in Kansas City. The goal is to buy more. Well, tell us, what are your mid and near term goals?
Finish up this triplex, get that stabilized, and then I'm probably going to take the rest of the year off, and then maybe start looking in the early of next year for maybe one or two more single families, unless a great multifamily deal comes along that I can't resist.
It's hard. You know, we've expended some cash unexpectedly when we have some of those investment opportunities pop up. So you have to be ready, right? You have to be ready. Part of being ready is having a good education under you, a good foundation that you've built. And we can give you that at Lifestyles Unlimited. And just a reminder, if you text the keyword radio to 88007, you'll learn more about our financial freedom program. And that is massively discounted. It's like 73% discount, $197 for you, and a dollar if you want to bring a friend. Any advice for the listener?
This is something you're interested in, and you've always wanted to have some passive income. I can't think of a better way to make that happen for most people.
Yeah. Lifestyles Unlimited, a great way to go. Kristen, hey, thanks for joining us today. We're heading towards the end of the show here. Great information. Kristen is living where she wants in San Diego, beautiful coast of California, but investing where it makes sense, and you can too. But again, going back to where I sit, Morro Rock, Don't take that tectonic shift. Don't go that slowly. You can go a lot faster when you have somebody standing by your side. And that is Lifestyles Unlimited. Let us help you along the way. Let us be part of your team and part of your network. And boy, before you know it, Kristen, they're going to be singing that tune as well. Hey, I have surpassed my income. I am real estate retired, and I am on my way out the door to go have some fun. You can too. So remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.